At a ceremony, Tlingit language professor Hune Lance Twitchell said that bringing traditional ways of being into the present isn't a contradiction.
It's not a living in two world situation. It's living as an indigenous person with multiple languages and multiple identities and being just fine with it. You don't have to be just one thing.
And the new SHI Indigenous Science Building around the corner carries that sentiment in all the services it offers. The building on Heritage Way hosts a digital media lab with a podcast booth and video production software, an Indigenous science research lab that studies cultural resources like seaweed and clams, and a maker space with a digital wood carving machine. That last one made name tags instructors are wearing as they lead tours of the new building. In the traditional foods and medicine kitchen, instructor Seichtin Jamian Hasselquist says she and others are bringing old ways to process and preserve food into the present.
Whatever people can dream up that they would like to do in this kitchen, I think that we could try to make their dreams happen.
With freeze dryers, pressure cookers, dehydrators, and space to build traditional drying racks, Hasselquist says they're making and preserving traditional foods that elders would make when she was a kid, like cheese kahak, a rich and smoky paste made of fermented salmon eggs. She scoops some out of a glass jar and spreads it on a cracker for anyone who wants to try it.
Someone tasted that cheese kahak, and they took one bite, and they said, oh my gosh, I'm getting emotional. I haven't tasted this for 30 years. It's been 3 decades, and they thought that they would never try it again.
Elders have been approaching Hasselquist with foods they remember from childhood but don't know how to make.
If we could have workshops and share that knowledge, and we're rebirthing, you know, this indigenous way of living and being.
Next, she wants to find out how to make cold-pressed seal grease. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Cremery.